Red totems. Tight pinholes, work, sieves, fruity, barrier, yellow, sky, blood, green, human hand, sudden, rule, plum, tone, sound, sphere, thigh, sweater, wooden, sloth, stone, leaflet, comrade, normal, plain, stripe, red, towels, shoot, pleasure, fast, cream, wet, trope, slow, boil, spot, sugar, violet, tap, glass, float, non-stop, pockets, flaming, norms, youth, produce, silk, stirrup, blood, vessel, orange juice, cell, bar. This is an untitled poem for Tom and Val. Stuffed chair, yellow foam, picks out the static of names, the small gleam, matte dust. There is luster in the lion's mouth where slogans are taped, flowers set to dry, all streaming, shadow juice, jiggle and twist, brain on a stem, dumb colours won't turn in mud, a blue sky in the arm, the brighter black of the image stamp. I wanted to inscribe myself, however shabbily, in the noble tradition of the New York tradition of the poem that consists of definitions. Bruce here this evening, who's furthered that mini lineage. Anyway, this is called 30 Definitions. Machine noise, satisfaction, hardcore, no head, faithful, anonymous, batting, joining, spring, junk, domesticity, nostrils, skin, to project hope onto a stranger, exercise, begin each sentence with a verb, failure, person of remarkable stamina, bejeweled, great, bronze, naked, the subject, close study, turns miraculousness into nightmare, ape, pedestrian, history, weather, fleshy aerodynamics, mystical hang-ups, figure, envelope, affection, one who picks at their skin, the self, he knows more about death than anyone as he was once dead himself, haircut, previous, dull, roofing, spontaneous, actual, elegies, a kind of dairy product, avocados, northern spies, fossils, the east wing, headlight, tuber, animal, inextricably between, lush, the blue was spooned over, sweet, manual, words are a gas, meet me at the smoke ring, something sticks out, take it from me. And I thought, in honor of Deanna Ferguson's triumphant return to print, thanks to Karina Kopp in the new issue of the newsletter, I would read a poem called The Two-Hole Experiment. Though bland, not watery, but stickily present, mauves worn against lopsided hope as garlic to the martyr's sniff. Zeros out of scale and pockets of warmth under the Y4, dispersals and recombinative pleasures, swelling turntypes and two-armed insertions. All that had plunged under language was viscous, tired of proof, mating with the whole beneath an expression of action, not a care, but the case of dig for clues, outdistance reason and glow, cover the windows with transparent squares. Scrutinized upon emerging, looking down upon mimetic borders, how many enough to form the work, the unrhyming, that which leaks from its edge, not pervasive, that which, that held up a centered truck as foreground against the shapeless present, not with. Cornering each implement and fasting, the mind's plunge is an error in space, pressed into thin wax with no meat for silence, like the lathed and battered, finally erect. The wink and attentions of buildings, a glaze of experience, to boil the present, to costume the towers in steam. My face reflects the light to give words their names. A shaft nudges the profile of dust out of place.